我们今天的讲员是 Dr. Edwin Perona.
Our preacher today is Dr. Edwin Perona.
他是神硕，咱们学校神硕课程的副主任。
He's a co-program director of THM and a PhD Biblical Study Program of AGST.
他的妻子是从事基督教教育。
Married to Aya Bedromeno, a Christian educational faculty.
有一个十八岁的女儿，现在是大三的学生。
They have an 18 years old daughter, Daniel Ye, a third year college student of UP Dilima.
在菲律宾大学。说过了。Dr. Perona 是三个教会的牧师，在大马区。
He served as a pastor of three churches in Metro Manila since 1988.
自从1998年就开始服侍啊。好，下面我们把时间交给我们的讲员和刘平老师。
Now let's welcome him and our interpreter Paul Liu also.
Good morning.
早上好。
When was the last time someone asked you this question? How old are you?
你记得上一次有人问你你多大的时间吗？
People have observed that only in Asia can people ask the question how old are you even though they don't know you.
人们注意到即使在亚洲呢，即使素不相识，人家会问你你多大岁数了。
So since we are in Asia,I will ask you the question today, how old are you?
我要问你一个问题，今天你多大了？
So how many of you here are below the age of 20? Can you raise your hands, please?
你们有谁二十岁？
No one like me?
有没有二十岁的？
Okay, somebody below the age of 30, please.
三十岁以下的。
Come on, raise those hands.
三十岁以下的。
Okay, anyone below the age of 40?
四十岁以下的。
All right, good.Anyone below the age of 50?
五十岁以下的。
Okay, we're getting there. Right. Good. Okay, anyone below the age of 60?
六十岁以下的。
Yes. All right. Anyone below the age of 70?
七十岁以下的。
70, 70.
七十岁以下的。
Below 80?
八十岁以下的。
Okay. Anyway. Right, everyone is below 80, of course, but between 70 to 80. Well, anyway,
我们都没有到八十岁。
The question is personal.
这个问题非常个人。
And our world actually is taking the question of age very personally.
对，我们的世界呢，也把这个年龄的问题呢，看得非常隐私化。
The next time you go to the grocery store,
下一次你去购物的时候。
Check out the soap or the beauty products there which says age-defying.
你要看一看你的化妆品是不是有年龄区别的。
And if you will pass by EDSA these days,
如果最近你去那个 EDSA 这个大道，
you will actually see a giant billboard asking you the question, do you want to look 30 even though you are 50?
你会看到一个很大的广告牌说你愿意虽然你五十岁了你愿意看起来像三十岁吗
Our world is trying to convince us that getting old is not welcome.
我们的世界试图要说服我们让我们认为呢年老不是一件好事。
But the Bible speaks about age not only in terms of getting old, but also in terms of growing old.
然而我们圣经却教导我们呢我们不只是年龄在增长，我们这个人呢，我们要是在生命上要长老。
And those are two words that I want us to remember today with respect to old age. Is it getting older or is it growing older?
有两个词希望大家能够记住，就是我们是年龄衰老呢，还是我们长老
？And I want us to take the question personally by asking ourselves, Am I getting old or am I growing old?
我们要问自己这个问题：我是在慢慢衰老，还是我在慢慢长老
？Let's begin then our reflection from the Bible with a simple recognition.
我们来看一看圣经中怎么说。
And let me turn your attention to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
我们来看一看传道书十二章。
If you have your Bibles with you, you may want to turn there as I summarize that important chapter of Ecclesiastes for us today.
我们来看一看那个，你如果有圣经的话，可以打开你的圣经到十二章，我们看一看圣经中的一些重点。
In Ecclesiastes 12, Solomon, the teacher, encourages his listeners, his readers.
这传道书是所罗门这个教师呢，他在鼓励他的读者。
And it teaches them about one important principle about life.
教导他们有生命中一件非常重要的原则。
That whether we like it or not, we will all age.
不管我们喜不喜欢，我们都会变老。
And that's why he doesn't run out of encouragement telling us
所以他不会这样的鼓励我们
that while we have the strength, while we have the energy, while we have the time, we should use all of it to serve the Lord.
所以他才会鼓励我们当我们在 有力气我们 还有那个能力的时候我们应该来服侍主
to remember God as the central part of our lives.
纪念造我们的主是我们生命中的一个中心。
In addition, Solomon tells us that we cannot stop what is inevitable.
所罗门还告诉我们，有一些事情是我们我们无能为力的。
And last of all, we shouldn't dread or resent getting old.
最后就是我们不应该怕我们慢慢变老这个事实。
When was the last time you look at yourself in the mirror?
你上一次在镜子里面看你自己是什么时候啊
？Did you complain this morning？
你今天早上有没有在抱怨
？Or did you tell the Lord, Lord, thank you for the age lines on my forehead？
还是你说主啊，感谢你在我的脸上刻上了这些年龄的这些记号
？Solomon wants us to accept one important principle。
所罗门希望我们接受一个重要的原则
，that growing old is part of life。
长老是我们生命中的一部分。
But that doesn't end there.
然而这并不是结尾。
We have to do something with that principle.
我们必须要来应用这个原则。
While growing old is part of life, we must make a choice.
既然那个长老是我们的生命的一部分，我们必须要做抉择。
And I encourage all of us to make that choice today and every day.
我也希望鼓励你们所有的人今天每一天都做出这样的抉择
to choose to age well
选择好好的变老
and that is to choose to age well in spite of the discomforts and limitations of an aging body
虽然我们变老的身体会有诸多的限制
I am 48 years old now
我今天已经48岁了
I used to be 20
我也曾经20岁过
And I was able to do a lot of things when I was 20 years old.
我二十岁时能做许多的事情。
Some of those things I must admit I cannot do anymore today.
我必须承认有些事情我今天不能做了。
Like playing 3 full basketball games.
比方说打下三场的篮球赛。
In 3 hours.
三个小时这样不断。
I cannot do that anymore today.
我今天不能做的做不到了。
I can coach a team.
我可以去教导一个篮球队
And I'll do better there
我当教练是比较好的
So growing old is part of life
长老是生命的一部分
There's nothing we can do about that
我们对此无能为力
And I encourage you today to choose instead to age well
我今天鼓励你们要选择去好好的长老
Let us not pray anymore to God Lord please make me still young tomorrow
我们不应该向神祷告说主啊让我明天看起来年轻
Because the point is every day we grow old, don't we?
事实上因为我们每天都在变老不是吗
We are one day older today than we were yesterday
我们今天就比昨天更老了一天
And we will be one day older than we are today tomorrow
我们明天又比今天老了一天
That is just a fact of life
这就是生命的无可否认的一些事实
But let me encourage you to choose to age well.
但是我想鼓励你们，我们要好好的长老。
And so can we repeat that expression right now, age well?
让我再重复一下，这个我们要好好变老。
And you may want to tell your classmate or the person seated next to you, let's age well.
你可以告诉你的左邻右舍，让我们好好变老。
But in addition to that,
但是不仅如此
，In Mark chapter 12,
在马可福音第十二章28-30节
，We read this important instruction from the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
我们也看到主耶稣一个重要的教导。
And it says there, one of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating.
有一位律法教师听到他们的辩论。
Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him.
他觉得耶稣的回答非常精彩，就问。
Of all the commandments, which is most important?
诫命中哪一条最重要呢
？The most important one, answered Jesus, is this.
耶稣的回答是。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
听啊，以色列，主我们的上帝是独一的主。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
你要全心全情全意全力爱主你的上帝。
The second is this.
其次是。
And please take note.
请注意。
Love your neighbor as.
要。
Yourself.
爱邻如己。
Let's repeat the word yourself.
让你 再重复一遍。
So here Jesus is telling us.
这边耶稣在告诉我们。
About two of the greatest commandments of all.
告诉我们两个最重要的诫命。
But reminding us as well that. The second of the greatest commandment is about love for neighbor and love for self.
同时也提醒我们，我们也应该爱邻舍，并且爱自己。
We seldom pay attention to that commandment.
我们有时候会忽略那一条诫命。
Most of the time, we think about loving God and loving neighbor.
谈论爱神还有爱邻。
But please remember there how Jesus tells us that we should love ourselves as well. It all begins there.
但是你注意，耶稣也在教导我们，我们应该爱自己，这是起源。
Because if we don't love ourselves, how can we love God, and how can we love our neighbors?
因为如果我们连自己都不爱的话，我们何谈爱神、爱邻呢
？And so when we choose to age well,
当我们选择好好变老的时候
，Let's remember that it's related also to the principle of loving ourselves also.
我们要记得，我们应该好好的爱自己。
We should value ourselves.
我们应该宝贵自己。
The next time we look at the mirror, we shouldn't complain.
下一次我们看镜子的时候，我们不应该再抱怨。
Instead, looking at the mirror, we'll tell God, Lord, thank you for making me to be me.
我们不应该看镜子，而是向神感恩，说主啊，谢谢你造了我。
Whatever my age is today.
不管我的年龄多大。
So the question is, how do we do it when we choose to age well?When we choose to love ourselves,
当我们选择去好好变老或者爱自己的时候，我们来该如何做呢
？In Psalm 92:12-15, and I want you to turn your Bibles there as well right now.
我们来看一下诗篇的九十二篇。
We read the following: The righteous will flourish like a palm tree; they will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord.They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him.
在诗篇的九十二篇十二节说，一人必如生机勃勃的棕榈树，像茁壮成长的黎巴嫩香柏树。他们栽在耶和华的殿中。他们在我们上帝的院子里长得枝繁叶茂，他们到老仍然结果，一片青翠。宣扬说：“耶和华公正无私，他是我的磐石，他里面毫无不义。”
While we can choose to age well and decide to love ourselves, even as we love our neighbors and God,
当我们选择好好变老，并且爱神、爱人、爱自己的时候
，Let us do so.By choosing to grow old in the Lord.
我们应该选择好好的在主里面变老。
And that's what the psalmist is telling us.
这也是所罗门所告诉我们的重点。
We shouldn't grow old only, but we should grow old in the Lord.
我们不应该就这样衰老，而是要在主里面好好的变老。
And notice please that in that passage that we read, how many times the psalmist emphasizes descriptions like flourish,Bearing fruit in old age, staying fresh and green.
你看一看刚才我们读的经文，那个诗人呢不断地重复，我们应该常常的枝繁叶茂，到老仍然结果。
And so the encouragement for us is to look at our age as an opportunity.
所以这个重点是我们应该把我们的年龄呢看成一个机会。
An opportunity to grow old in the Lord.
一个好好在主里面长老的机会。
And therefore our age becomes a testimony of the presence of God in our lives.
以便让我们的这个年龄成为主的一个好的见证。
But not only that, we read in Psalm 90, 10 and 12.
不仅如此，我们也看一看诗篇九十篇的
十节到十二节。The length of our days is 70 years.
我们一生呢，可能七十岁。
Or 80 if we have the strength.
强壮的可活到八十岁。
Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow.
但人生最美好的时光也充满劳苦和愁烦。
For they quickly pass and they fly away.
生命转瞬即逝，我们便如飞而去。
And so, Lord, teach us to number our days aright.
所以主啊，求你教导我们明白人生有限。
That we may gain a heart of wisdom.
使我们做有智慧的人。
So what happens when we choose to grow old in the Lord?
当我们选择在主里面好好变老的长老的时候，会发生什么事呢？
The psalmist tells us in Psalm 90, 10 and 12, that we will discover that growing old in the Lord is an opportunity.
诗人告诉我们。我们在主里面这样变长老是一个机会。
It's an opportunity to gain wisdom and to inspire.
是一个增长智慧去能够启迪别人的一个机会。
And in Psalm 90, the most important prayer request there,
在九十篇的最重要的一个祷告是
is captured in an expression, teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of what? Wisdom.
就是求你教导我们明白人生有限，使我们做有智慧的人。
That is being able to appreciate life for what it is.
让我们能够好欣赏这个生命。
Including all the questions.
包括各样的问题。
And the troubles.
各样的这些麻烦。
And the sorrows.
各样的愁烦。
But as well the joys.
当然还有喜乐。
But in Psalm 71, 17 to 18, the psalmist also tells us this.
在诗篇的七十一篇。
Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds.
Which verse?
Psalm 71, 17 to 18.
17节到18节，他说：上帝啊，我从小就受你的教导，直到今日，我仍传扬你奇妙的作为。
And please take note, he says, even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God.
你注意他说就是我年老发白的时候求你也不要丢弃我。
And for what purpose?
为了什么样的目的呢？
Till I declare your power to the next generation.
好让我把你的大能告诉下一代。
Your might to all who are to come.
世代相传。
So as we choose to grow old in the Lord,
当我们选择在主里面长老的时候
we see before our eyes an opportunity not only to gain wisdom,
我们眼前就有一个机会我们不仅是增长智慧
but also to inspire those who are looking up to us.
而且可以启迪那些欣赏我们的人。
So you see your age, my friend, is very important.
所以朋友们你看你的年龄非常的重要。
My age is very important.
我的年龄也非常重要。
Because there are always people younger than me.
因为总是会有比我年轻的人
But there are people older than me as well.
也有比我年老的人
And that's how it works.
这是这个事实
And that's how important that age is.
这也是为什么年龄如此重要
Because it's an opportunity to inspire people who are younger.
因为这是我们可以启迪那些比我们年轻的人的一个机会
As well as people who are older.
还有比我们年老的人也是一样
The question is, how much do we do every dayTo inspire people.
问题是我们每天做什么去启迪他人呢？
Otherwise, we should be just like anyone else, living lives that are far from inspiring.
否则可能我们就跟其他人一样过一个庸庸碌碌的人生。
Number three,
第三点
we don't only choose to grow old in the Lord. That's number one.
我们不仅仅是选择在主里面长好好长老。
We don't only see growing old in the Lord as an opportunity to gain wisdom and to inspire.
我们不仅仅把这个长老变成一个就是增长智慧、启迪他人的机会。
But number three, growing old in the Lord.
第三点，在主里面长老
is not a dead end.
并不是结束。
Do you have retirement plans? Anyone here who has
你们有没有一些退休的计划？
Some people are saying that a retirement plan is good.
有些人说这个退休规划是非常好的。
Especially if you retire at the age of 50.
尤其是你在50岁退休的时候。
That's why there was a protest rally held in France.
所以今天在法国呢就有一些示威游行。
Complaining about retirement at the age of 60.
他们在抱怨这个退休年龄呢要在60岁。
And those ones who joined the rally were protesting a simple thing.
这些参加示威游行的人呢他们就是要阐述一个重点。
What use is there for us to retire when we are old?
就是有更多的年轻人呢可以接替我们当我们退休的时候。
When we cannot enjoy anymore our retirement benefits.
当我们不能再享受自己的这个退休的一些津贴的时候。
When our retirement plan is all for our funeral or for other closing remarks.
就是我们的退休金呢可以成为我们这个安葬的这个费用。
But the Bible encourages us not to think of life as going towards retirement.
但是圣经教导我们，我们不应该把人生呢看成是一个退休的这样的一个流程。
Actually, if we choose to grow old in the Lord, we will not have retirement at all.
其实，如果我们选择在主里面好好长老，我们就不会有退休这件事。
No one retires loving God.
爱神的人不会有退休这件事。
No one retires serving the Lord.
一个侍奉主的人不会退休。
We might change our activities.
我们的活动可能会改变。
We may not be able to go to places we used to go to.
我们可能不能去我们常常去的地方。
But till the day we die, we will love and serve the Lord.
但是我们会爱主，侍奉主，直到我们去世。
And so in Psalm 37 verse 18, we read this.
37篇的18节。
The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever. That's a very important description there. The inheritance of those who choose to grow old in the Lord will endure for how long? Forever.
这边是他们的产业永远长存。
And so as I mentioned, the third principle, growing old in the Lord, is not a dead end.
正如我所说的，我们在主里面好好长老，并不是终结。
But it's about leaving a legacy for God.
而是要为神留下一个好的产业。
A legacy for God that will outlive us.
从神那里得到好的产业，美好的产业。
So next time someone asks you, what is your retirement plan?
如果下一次有人问你，你的退休计划是什么呢？
Probably if you don't have an actual retirement plan, it's good to answer, I plan to leave a legacy behind.
你大可以回答，我想留下一个产业。
And we pray to God that that legacy will really outlive us, and people will remember us, and like Abel, we will still speak even though we are dead.
我们也向神祷告，希望我们所留下的产业在我们去世之后仍然能够长存。 向人说话。
Consider 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
我们来看一下那个提摩太后书一章五节。
And there the apostle Paul tells Timothy this.
一章五节，那个保罗告诉提摩太说，
I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
保罗说：“我记得你那真诚无伪的信心，你外祖母罗伊和你母亲尤尼基首先有了这信心，我深信你也有。”Here
Paul tells us or paints for us a beautiful picture of what legacy means.
保罗在这边给了我们一个非常美好的图画，让我们知道这个产业是什么。
The grandmother passing her faith on to her daughter.
这个祖母把她的信心传给了女儿，
and her daughter becoming a mother，
女儿变成做了母亲，
and the mother that she has become， she passes on her faith，
母亲又把信心传给了儿子。
A beautiful picture of what legacy for God can mean，
一幅非常美好的图画，让我们看到神的遗产，为神所做的遗产是什么。
And all of us brothers and sisters in Christ，
我们所有在基督里面弟兄姊妹，
can be grandmothers right now or grandfathers.
我们都可以做爷爷做奶奶。
Some are mothers.
有些人做母亲。
Some are sons and daughters.
有些人做儿女。
But God has a beautiful way of moving us to different levels of life.
神有一个非常美好的计划，把我们让我们经历这个生活的层层面面。
But whatever that level might be, let's think of leaving a legacy behind.
不管我们在什么样的层面，我们都应该想到要留下一个美好的遗产。
So far, we have talked about the three important principles of choosing to age well.
我们已经谈了三个这个重点，三个这个原则，就是我们如何好好的长老。
That we can choose to grow old in the Lord. That's number one.
我们可以选择在主里面好好的长老，这是第一点。
That we can see growing old in the Lord as an opportunity.
我们可以在把这个在主里面好好长老变看成是一个机会。
To gain wisdom and to inspire.
可以得到智慧去启迪他人。
And number three.
第三点。
That growing old in the Lord is not a dead end.
在主里面长老并不是终结。
But it's about leaving a legacy for God that will outlive us.
而是要为神呢，在我们身后留下一个美好的遗产。
A fourth.
第四。
And last of the principles that I'd like to share with you today.
也是我想最后跟你们分享的一个原则。
Is that when we choose to age well.
当我们选择好好变老的长老的时候
，We will do well to remember that those ones of us who are young or younger ought to value the elderly.
我们应该记得这些年长的人，这些年轻的人呢，应该去尊敬那些年老的。
Paul says that there is only one commandment with a promise.
只有一件带应许的这个诫命。
And that promise is to honor your father and your mother.
就是尊敬父母，孝敬父母。
Or if you want to extend it a bit more,
如果你再进一步阐述的话
，it's about honoring the elderly.
其实是在讲那个孝敬年长的。
When we choose to age well,
当我们选择好好变老
，and to age well in the Lord,
在主里面好好变老
，part of our lifestyle should be that which is characterized by our value for the elderly.
其中的一个表现应该是我们去这样的好好的尊敬。珍惜那些年长的。
And why do we need to value the elderly?
我们为什么需要去珍视那些年长的？
Because the elderly, they are a piece of treasure.
因为他们是宝贝。
They have the wisdom.
他们有智慧。
They have made contributions.
他们做了很多贡献。
But they also have needs.
他们有很多的需要。
And their presence is always inspiring.
与他们在一起，我们常常会受到启迪。
That's why the Bible doesn't run out of encouragement for us to value the elderly.
所以圣经常常教导我们要好好的去尊敬年长的。
And let me read for you, for example, from Proverbs 23, verse 22.
我们来看一下那个在箴言书的二十三章。
It says there, listen to your father, who gave you life.
22, 二十二节。
And do not despise your mother when she is old. Proverbs 23, verse 22.
箴言书的二十三章二十二节说：“要听从生养你的父亲，不可轻视年老的母亲。”
And in 1 Timothy chapter 5, 3 and 4, 1 Timothy chapter 5, 3 and 4, Paul says this.
我们来看一下提前第五章第三到第五节。
Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need.But if a widow has children or grandchildren, they should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God.
在提摩太前书第五章三节说要敬重和帮助那些真正有需要的寡妇。如果寡妇有儿孙，就要叫他们的儿孙在家中学习尽孝道，奉养他们。以报答养育之恩，这是上帝所悦纳的。
In a manner, we can say that the Bible encourages us.
也就是说，圣经鼓励我们。
The Bible instructs us.
圣经教导我们。
To make sure that we value the elderly.
我们一定要珍视那些年长的。
Because it's part of aging well in the Lord.
因为这是我们在主里面好好变老的一个表现。
As we close, let's remember the following thoughts.
作为结尾，我们应该记得以下的这些。
Our world, which has become so commercialized,
我们的世界被这个商业化所充斥。
It tells us every day to reject old age.
每天都在告诉我们应该这个离弃弃绝这些年老。
But God, through the Bible, tells us to choose to grow old in Him instead.
圣经在圣神在圣经里面却鼓励我们要在他里面好好长老。
Because if we choose to grow old in Him,
如果我们选择在他里面好好长老
，in the process we will make a difference to people around us.
我们在这个过程当中就会对周围的人产生影响。
Until the Lord takes us home.
直到主接我们回家。
I encourage all of us.
我鼓励我们所有的人
to make that choice today.
今天就要做这样的抉择。
And every day.
每天都去做这样的抉择。
And you, can you just tell yourself right now?
你能不能告诉你自己？现在就告诉你自己。
Lord, I choose to age well in you.
主啊，我选择在你里面好好长老。
And teach me to gain wisdom and to inspire.
教导我可以学到智慧，并且可以启迪他人。
Help me to leave a legacy for you.
帮助我为你留下遗产。
And help me to value the elderly.
帮助我珍视那些年长的。
Both at home.
在家里面
and anywhere I will go,
在我去的任何地方珍视他们
The Lord be with us
主与我们同在